Hey everybody, it's True to the Culture Podcast. We're back for another week. What you just heard was Sick Kick Music, If You Had My Love. He's one of my favorite TikTok DJs.
It's a fire song, I say that.
Yeah.
I rock with that.
That's my shit. J-Lo, old school J-Lo.
Oh yeah, yeah, that old school J-Lo was, you know why Diddy picked her up. That's back in the day, yeah.
He loved her, he still loved her.
Come on, man. You shoot out the club, you love somebody. Just saying.
He was the first one to shoot up the club.
That's a good one.
Like literally, that. Instead of figuratively.
All right.
But anyways, speaking of, if you had my love and I gave you my trust, like that goes into our first topic of the week.
Hey.
Tinder Swindler. Did you watch it?
I ain't watch it, but I heard about it.
Come on, bro.
Do you watch it?
I watched it.
How you feel about it?
Well, I'll break it down to you since you were like the only person who hasn't seen it. So basically, it was like a documentary of this guy who was dubbed the Tinder Swindler. And what he would do is like finesse girls out of thousands and thousands of dollars.
I like your key word though.
What?
Finesse.
Yes, finesse. All right,
so no crime.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
So basically, he would set the premise of like, you know, you meet the girl, he takes her to a fancy restaurant, it's very seductive,
like.
You know, like, and then he like takes her in a hotel, like an elevator or something, like pulls her close and like kisses her and blah blah blah, like it's they're under his spell, right? And then he takes them on a private jet, and she's like, oh shit, like he's really rich, and he's the son of a heir of this and this and that, like, and she falls for it.
Okay.
He pulls up the facade for like a while. And then all of a sudden he'll hit her like, oh my God, my enemies, I need $20,000 right now. You know what I mean?
Okay. No, I'm listening and I dig it.
So, and then, you know, she's already swindled at that point. So she's like going to make anything she can do
to
make it happen.
It's not a crime.
Taking out loans, dipping into their savings. These girls want to like, you know, basically female Captain Save-A-Hoes. And save him from his enemies and shit. And he sets it up to the point where it's like ambulance pictures, you know, his boys get attacked, and everybody got bruises on them. Like, and he's making it seem like a crime has been committed and she's the only one who could save him.
Okay.
He slowly phases them out and is like, my money, I my shit is tied up right now, blah, blah, blah. Can you pay this? And he does it as long as he can.
Okay. The dude's response will be, shout out to that nigga. A female, she just got finagled. That's all it is. There's no crime in that.
There's no crime in that?
Hell no, there's no crime in that. Did he held you at gunpoint and say, yo, take out 20,000?
No.
No, you did that because what? You liked him.
But he's doing it under false pretenses. Like, he's telling you, like, he's a prince of an heir thing. Like,
you fell for the okie doke. The joke's on you. I don't feel as though that is a crime. I feel as though there should be no jail time served for that man. If anything, maybe a fine. But if he went to jail, that's why. Did he go to jail?
I don't remember the ending of it, to be honest.
But nah, he can't go to jail.
But it happens all the time. Like, people really but do females be getting swindled online. But
this is where that double standard goes back. Oh, females want to get flown out on the first date. All right, he flew you out on the first date. Boom, got you. Hey, you here, private jet. Got you, cool. Now he needs 20 racks. You was dumb enough to get a loan because you thought what? You thought that he was rich enough. Oh, he's had me on a private. Yeah, he gonna give me the money back.
Well,
that's not it.
Here's the kicker of all of that. He was very strategic of who he picked as his targets.
Ain't everybody though? Ain't all females strategic about the niggas they fuck with?
He was very strategic. He would watch their social media first. Like, okay, she looked like she got money. She looks like she has resources to tap into. And those were the females that he would target.
But we saying, but what I'm asking is they had big money? Because if you taking out $20,000 loan.
Some girls were taking $20,000, $30,000,
$40,000 loans. That's a regular shorty. Not a regular shorty, but if your credit is $700, you can take out a $20,000 credit loan. That's not like some queen or some person who got rich. Because if that was somebody who had real money, they wouldn't even stress the $20,000. They wouldn't have even brought this dude to light because that's giving him clout, and they'd be like I'm off 20,000, but I'm worth 20 million. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Would you, if you got finessed in that way, would you, if I got, would I would you, never would you go finessed. Public?
Nah, I feel as though that route is, that's off. Because if you go public, it's like, now you're a clown in the circus as well. Like, mm-hmm. not only is you putting somebody out there, but you're the guy who got, like, if a shorty said, yo, I need $15,000, and I went, my dumb ass went and got a $15,000 loan and gave it to her, I'm just goofy.
Oh, I thought you were saying that happened.
No, hell no. I don't even think I can take out a $50,000 loan.
I'm going to keep it 100. That's what I say, like, he was strategic about the people he picked to finesse like that.
Yeah, but I get it. But my thing is, like, you're dumb. If you think that, oh, he took me on a private jet. Oh, yeah, but now he needs 20,000. That is game. Like, that's like nowadays. People, the scammers is out. Mm-hmm. All the scammers is out. So you get a girl, hit you in your DMs you never met from a can of paint, and she say, oh, give me this, give me that, and you give out all your information, you're stupid. Yeah. I don't really think he did too much homework.
And I don't know how people are still falling for it. Like, this, we've seen catfish on air for like 20 years. Like, why are y'all still falling for this?
Facts. Seen catfish, but there's a difference with the scammers. They hitting you at the right times. Like, when you're like, Christmas time, and mm-hmm. you're like, damn, I need a couple racks for this, for the Christmas, for the kids.
Oh, like those loom things?
Yeah. They hit you in the DM, though. They hit you in the DM and be like, yo, like, I get you 5,000, 500 could get you 5,000. And you be like, damn, it's Christmas time. I could sure use 5,000. So they hit you when it's like
times of stress.
Yeah. Income tax season.
Yeah.
You know. Same as y'all baby dads be doing. They hit, yo, I could turn 10,000 into 100 million. All right, my nigga.
I said that on Facebook the other day. I was like, what you said? I was like, damn, my baby daddy been flirting with me a lot lately.
Yo, that's how they get. They get real comfortable.
I already filed my taxes, though, so.
Yeah, but you.
I hate that for him.
All you got to do is give him a little bit. That's all. That's what he flirting for. He ain't asking to clean.
It's funny. It's funny.
It's like, yo, let me get 500.
So, like, the female equivalent to the Tinder swindler is on Netflix is Inventing Anna. Did you see that?
Oh, I definitely watched all episodes of that one. That was a good one.
I loved it.
I did. I liked it. I don't, like I said, and not to be biased, I don't think that she should have do any time either.
Really?
Nah. If you're stupid enough.
Wait, give for those who hasn't watched it.
If y'all haven't watched it by now, y'all way too far behind. But shorty comes out of nowhere, goes to New York, basically faking the funk. You know the dudes who be out here, yo.
Fake it till you
Gucci,
make it.
Gucci, yeah, faking it till they make it. Mm-hmm. So she does, it's kind of like the swindler a little bit, because she does, like, take her friends out and, like, oh, everything on me. So they will feel comfortable. When shorty don't got it, they be like, she be like, oh, something wrong with my credit card. My dad ain't send a wire. But she was playing her part. She was, you know, hosting parties and everything on me. Mm-hmm. So once, like, her stuff would go bad, she looked at other, oh, my card ain't working, but it should be working by tomorrow. So people thought they was getting their bread back.
Right.
But I feel as though if you dumb enough, like, you just met this girl, you don't really know her like that. Like, if it's my man's, cool. I know he gonna give me that 20 tomorrow. But a $20,000 bill and I'm putting it on my company card and shit like that, y'all stupid for that. I feel as though y'all should be reevaluated.
But you don't think, like, because people are, like, inherently, like, they want to be trusting of others. Okay. So if, like, you're with somebody, and for one, she's one of those type of people that is, like, you get around them, she's charismatic, you don't like her, but you want her approval so bad.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I get what you're saying.
So, like, she's one of those people that, like, that everybody gravitates towards her, but they don't know why.
Yeah, like she could be the person coming to school in high school with some bullshits and make them fly. Like,
right.
Oh, y'all ain't fucking with this? This is the hottest shit.
These are felines. What are you talking about? Like,
and everybody go grab felines.
Right.
I get what you're saying.
So she's that type of person. So like a lot of times, the way people learn how to manipulate others is that like, you know, I'm going to make you fall in love with my charisma and all that, and then mm-hmm. now you want my approval. Exactly. Time. So then, so when I'm in a jam, it's like, oh yeah, here's my card. I'm ready to, you know.
I totally understand.
And she possessed that power.
I totally understand how it happened.
Yeah.
But the people that it happened to are fucking weak. That's weak. That's weak.
But
shit.
That's why she's a master manipulator. She targets people like that. Same thing with the Tinder swindler.
Yeah, but it was one girl she didn't get, and she got her money back. It was a shorty. She worked at the hotel. She called out on her shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then she got her money back and was like, oh.
And the funny thing is, and in the end, it was like, that was the only real friend she had.
Exactly. Because she called, but that's what real friends do.
Right.
They call you out on your bullshit.
Hello. Yeah. That's crazy, because that's literally a perfect segue to the next topic. So, you know, with social media, like, we have all witnessed a friend, like, spiral out publicly on social media.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, sometimes when you see it, it's like, damn, like, does this person have any real friends to be like, yo, delete this, or, like, hit them up, like, you need to take this down, you sound crazy, or you're what you're doing is wrong, or whatever. Yeah. So, it's like, sometimes you see people spiraling out online, and it's like, damn, do they have any real friends? Because they keep going and going and going and going. I don't know if you've seen, recently there was like an incident at one of the schools here with a teacher where, you know, he is online spiraling out of control.
Doing the most. Yeah.
And it seems like none of his friends are like stepping in like, bro, this is weird. Like, cut it out.
But I tell you 100%, you don't got friends.
Yeah.
When you weird like that, like, when you doing too much and nobody's like, yeah, yo, you wildin', because it'll be under the comments. Like, mm-hmm. girlfriends will even be like, all right, if this is the only way I could get to him, I'm under the comments.
Right.
Yo, you doing way too much right now.
Right.
So, that tells me he just doesn't have any real friends.
Because I even said it in the comments. I was like, this looks like clout chasing.
Yeah.
Like, cut it out.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he doubled down on it and all that, and it's like, I don't understand how people can go so far to lose their career, you know, everything they worked for.
Credibility for
online clout from 12 and 13 year olds.
Hey, man, I told you, not me, but they've been said fame is a hell of a drug.
Yeah.
So now that we got this social media popping, anybody would do anything.
But it's kind of delusion, though. You know what
it
I mean?
It is. It because is
people
you
will
think
see their numbers and say something like, oh, I got 15,000 followers on this platform. Like, cool, you do. But when you look at your engagement numbers, they're not matching up.
Yeah.
So nobody really fucks with your stuff. You know what I mean? Like, you might have all those followers. You might have bought them or, you know, whatever. And it's like, when does someone realize, like, you know, what I'm doing is dangerous? What I'm doing is getting myself in trouble. Like, why is it that at this point in time, like, people are just literally like throwing everything away for likes and comments and views on social media?
It's the social media era. It's just basically a lot of people, like the corny guy in high school, when you was in high school, when I was in high school, when any of y'all was in high school, the listeners listening, they're popular now because they're doing a lot of dumb shit for the social media. Like, I'll do a backflip off of a roof. It's like, you're just doing nuts. Like, people who really got it, we don't really do stuff like that. Like, honestly, with this podcast, I love it,
mm-hmm.
all that. But I never do nothing crazy. Like, if somebody sees me out and say, hey, you the guy? Like, no, I don't want that. I want the money. I don't want the fame.
Right.
Some people are built like that. Some people not. The people who out here going viral, those are the people who are just clout chasing. They just would do whatever to be, oh, I got 10 million hits. Or
yeah.
I got 10 million views.
And you honestly, like, and no one has this conversation, but it's like, you know, you might go viral by mistake or whatever. Like, you know, and you go viral, right?
But that's genuine. And then, I like those.
Right.
I like those.
Like, I have one post that went viral. We got like 85,000 views and, you know, a bunch of likes and whatever, whatever. But, and it was cool. And I got hella followers off of it. You know, like I got 100 followers in one day. Like, that's cool. But it was a one-time thing. It was a one-off thing.
It's not my life. I'm not going to do that
again. I'm not going to go keep chasing that high. Yeah. You know why? Because when you look at the social media influencers, a lot of them are putting out shitty content just to put out content.
Yeah.
You know, like just to stay relevant. Like, oh, I got to make this video, this and this. And it's like, this is not even good product. Like, the video's corny. It sounds scripted. You're trying to go viral.
Yeah.
And even like the trend stuff, it's like, we're seeing the same exact video, but everybody's own
else is doing it.
Yeah, but everybody's own take on or their own version of it or whatever, which is cool. That's how you get, you know, popping on TikTok or whatever. But it's like, at what point are you going to be like
originality?
Original, right?
Originality. But that's what I'm trying to say. Like right now, they get it off. They get it off right now. But remember, like when you was in high school, when the real always and the fake always gets exposed.
Right.
So we're going to follow this guy so far or this person so far until it's like, yo, it's getting a little corny now.
Right.
So real recognize real.
Like even with this podcast, right? Like we've built a platform here. We got a following, whatever. But there are some weeks that we don't put out episodes. And sometimes it's because we're genuinely busy. But then sometimes it's really like, I don't got shit to say this week. You know what I mean? And I'd rather just like, let's wait till next week because I don't want to put a bullshit episode out.
Yeah, you don't want to just put stuff out.
Like,
yeah, I feel you on that one.
But like my wish for like a lot of people online, like, you know, if you're struggling with mental health and stuff like that, like just go get help. Like you're not going to find it online. Like, yeah, online can be like a good community where you can build like a, you know, a community for yourself. However, you have to be real with the fact that most people really are just watching for the show.
Yeah, they're watching for you to break down and,
right.
and be a shit show.
Right. And it's like, you know, how long are you going to be part of the circus? Like everything around you is falling apart. You're getting in trouble. You're getting arrested. These are crazy things. You went to school to become somebody and now you can't even use that degree because of the shit you're talking online, like, and no one's stepping in and saying, hey bro, like,
you're doing way too much,
you know what I mean? So I feel like if you built like a little platform for yourself, right?
Yeah.
And you have followers or you have some sort of influence, even if you're like a micro influencer or whatever, like, what's the problem with using your platform for good? Like, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And I feel like that's being lost with a lot of influencers. Like, they're just focusing on the fame part of it.
Right. Yeah.
And it's like, it doesn't have to be that way. Like for me, I'd rather make an impact somewhere. You know what I mean? Like, this podcast is for fun. We talk about relationships, sex, politics, whatever. But, like, at the end of the day, like, I'm not trying to chase fame, because that's not sustainable.
But when those are the people who try to do that. Like, chasing fame, or those that are, like, the, I don't want to say nothing negative about him, but those are the people who's like, you saw him in high school eating lunch by himself. Like, now you got a platform. Everybody has a platform nowadays.
Right.
So now it's like, oh, I got a platform, so I'm going to go do this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm never jumping off of a roof for True to the Culture. But I am True to the Culture.
Right.
But that's the most that I could do for you, is be true to the culture. That's it. Speaking of truth, your boy Pete, he out here, man.
Pete Davidson?
He's speaking his truth.
Yeah? What do you think about that?
He's been silent for a while. I was with, have you seen what?
He said it in the text message.
That's what I'm saying. Have you seen Kanye? The viral drone?
Yeah, he sent a text message to Kanye and told him, like, I've been quiet for the last 6 months.
Yeah, how do you feel as though he
handled
moved?
That?
Yeah, handled that, moved, yeah.
I think it shows maturity and it shows that he's serious about Kim. Because it's like, one thing is like, you realize that this is
not even hurting just me.
Right. It's just about the kids.
Yeah.
And what you're doing is out of pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And he's trying to be respectful because he realizes those are her kids' dad.
Hey, man. I'm gonna take it as a dude. Mm-hmm. I've been with women who had baby fathers.
Okay.
And it's like, yo, I'm not gonna fight your baby dad. Although he's texting and trying to do a lot of shit. It's like, yo, I'm gonna keep it easy. Because if I fight him, I beat him up. Now what?
Right.
Now she's mad at me. Pete Davidson, he's taking the right route.
He's taking the high road.
But not even the high. It's the right road
right.
to take. It's like, bro, if I beat you the fuck up, what do I get? Kim Kardashian is going to be mad at him.
Mm-hmm.
She already got kids with Kanye.
Right.
She can't be mad at him too much, is what I'm saying. So, Pete, I feel as though he's doing the right thing. I salute him for that. Who put that out?
I don't know.
Was it him or was it somebody else?
It was probably Kanye who posted it.
No, I don't think Kanye did. Because Kanye looked like a fool in the conversation.
I saw it on the Shade Room. I don't follow Kanye or Pete Davidson. But, yeah, I don't know who posted it originally.
Okay.
It looks like Pete. I don't know.
Who knows? The only thing that I say about Pete is that where he said, where you at? He said,
in your wife's bed.
Yeah. He wilded out on that only one statement. But it's like, yo, after months of you clowning me, it's like, yo, I'm in your wife's bed. Like, that's where I'm at. But everything else he said, I agree 100%. Like, he's trying to talk it out to him man to man. He ain't doing this for clout.
I've been in that situation before, kind of, like, where your baby dad keeps trying the new guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I've been in that situation as well where a female has a baby dad and he's doing too much.
Right.
But, I mean, honestly, it depends. Like, how, for me, I don't love you that much to go through that much
turmoil.
Yeah, it's just extra.
Yeah.
Like, I ain't got a fucking your baby dad hitting me, coming to my job type shit. That's extra to me. Because he has nothing to lose. I got something to lose.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I beat you the fuck up. That's cool. But if I beat you the fuck up, then who gonna go to you? Oh, yo, I'm so sorry. It's gonna be the baby mom. So, I don't like to get involved in those type of situations. If she's
but that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Like, if you have a baby dad situation like Kanye, where he just doesn't stop with the bullshit,
I'm not entertaining that female. And Kim Kardashian is fucking bad, but she's not worth the turmoil. She's not.
So your nobody your peace is more important.
Way more important than being yo. I already hit. You understand what I'm saying? I already hit that. I already been with you. But this is getting out of control.
What if you loved her?
If I love her is a different story. I don't think you give me time to love you when your baby dad keeps coming at
me. She ain't
got to
be your piece, man. Like, you know.
She got to be what?
She ain't got to be your piece. Like, you know where the liquor store is.
I'm dying. I don't think that I'm going to fall in love with somebody when their baby dad is the main issue.
You know so you're saying like a baby dad could literally like ruin
definitely.
A relationship.
And a baby mom could too as
oh,
well.
I know baby moms can.
Why? Because
it's right? fucking annoying. Boom. Who wants to deal with
but
that?
But that's what I'm saying. You're a female.
Yeah.
And I'm a male. A baby dad could definitely fuck up the vibe.
Yeah.
I could like you a lot, right? I could like a girl a lot. And then her baby dad just banging at the door at 3 a.m. I got to fight this man at 3 a.m.
Stop telling my life.
That's not your life. If that's your life, I gotta get out of here soon because it's cutting close to 3. I'm lying. It's hey, relax, guys. But dead ass. If somebody comes banging at the door at 9, 8, 10, whatever time it is, it's like, bro, I gotta do this all the time? Like, I'll do it once. Cool. But then again, you're beating up the person who gave birth to your kids. The kids is watching me beat this man up. That don't make no sense. So I'm always forever be the bad guy. That's what I'm saying. That don't make no sense to me. Nah. All that baby dad issue, baby. If anybody I'm getting in a relationship with, they got to be over that 100%.
Right.
This man is just coming.
No, but okay. See, but that's where I got to push back on. Because it's like me as a female, like I'm over that. You mm-hmm. know what I mean?
No, but
if he's not over it, that's not my problem.
No, it is your problem in a certain way.
How so?
In a certain way. He could be doing extra stuff. Okay, cool. But if this goes on, like, all right, let's say it's always going to be a pushback in the beginning.
Right.
That's a fact. But let's say, oh, you 5 months in with a dude and he's still doing this? Bro, the dude going to tell you, all right, listen, I've been dealing with this for 5 months. I don't think that I should be dealing with this. And that's a
fact. That's exactly what Pete did. It's been 6 months. I've been quiet. Chill the fuck out.
No, no. But he also said, like, yo, I'm willing to talk to you, man to man.
Right.
And I feel as though he did. That's why I said salute to Pete. He did the right thing.
And how crazy is it? How crazy is it that Kanye is using him for publicity for Sunday service?
Yeah.
Like, that's insane to me.
To go to, yeah, go to church and you're not even practicing church values. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
No, not just that. It's like, he's, like, it to me, it is absolutely insane that someone on Kanye West caliber is still doing publicity stunts. You are Kanye fucking West.
But that's what I'm saying.
You don't need to do this shit.
He not doing.
Let the music speak for itself. Let the Sunday service speak for itself. I don't understand why Kanye keeps resorting to all this shit.
He's not. This is what you're trying to. This is what I'm trying to correct you on.
What?
He not doing this for clout. He know who he is. He doing this because he loves Kim Kardashian.
You think so?
Have you never had a nigga say to you, yo, I'll kill myself tonight? These niggas, when they really love somebody, they will go to the utmost extreme level. So Kanye is dead. He just doing it on a public platform. There's niggas right now who is like, yo, I'm going to slit my throat if you don't come see me. I'm outside right now. That's what niggas do. Not all niggas. Some niggas, when they are in love. Everybody got an in love story.
Which drug do you think is more potent, love or fame?
That's a fucking good question. I say fame.
Yeah.
I say fame, cause you do you like you you're ready to but love too.
Exactly.
But no, I say fame. I think people would see. This is the difference. I love my kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. I never say yo, kill my kids and I'll be famous. That's what fame would do. Fame, like people.
Wait,
who
run
like,
that back again.
People who looking for fame,
mm-hmm.
they don't give a fuck about nobody else.
Right, mom, they want to be infamous. Yeah,
they'll kill everybody and let me be famous.
Mm-hmm.
See, what was the other one?
Love.
You're just damaging yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You're not gonna kill. Well, you will kill yourself, but you're not killing your kids and all that shit for love.
Right,
but. I mean, teachers on. Teachers on. So, your boy Jesse Smollett, he was on Empire,
mm-hmm.
the singer.
The liar.
Well, liars got to go through sentences as well. Uh-huh. He was, I think, sentenced to like 156 days.
That's it?
It's light. It's light, but.
How many days is that? I mean, how many months is that?
156? That's 30 days in a month. Let's do the math. You want to do it online? Or?
Nah. We'll figure it out later. Wait, that's why we podcast. We're not good at math.
So how you feel about somebody lying about a situation and getting time for it?
Well, like in California, it's a misdemeanor. I don't know if all states are like that, but that's a touchy subject. You know what I mean?
It is. I could dig it, but if somebody said, yo, rape, and it wasn't rape, like the Chris Brown situation, you think that Shorty should get time for that?
Like, I'm not going to make a comment on that until it's, like, solidified in court, all the facts are out, you know what I mean? But, like, at the same time, like, I look at it like, you know, shit, we was just talking about math, but, like, the statistics are, like, 63% of women don't report rape because of women like that who falsely report, and then like it makes it very, very hard for the women who actually are raped to be believed. Like, I've been in those shoes before.
Yeah, I feel you, but what I mean?
Where I reported something and no one believed me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an awful feeling to feel like, and it's very, very like you're feeling like you're being attacked over and over and over again.
Yeah.
And it's like nobody believes you. And what happened to you didn't matter, and it's a very, very, like, I just don't see a woman putting herself through all that scrutiny, going through the whole process, dealing with the backlash that you get from it, mm-hmm. if it wasn't true. So, like, I, okay, you know, if it's a get-rich-quick scheme, like, it just don't make sense because of all the backlash you get from
it. But it ain't even a get-rich scheme. It's like, let me hurt, like, people have done this. Let me hurt this dude as much as I've been hurt.
But it's, like, really, like, it's only, like, 2% of the rape allegations are false. You know what I mean? Like, I feel you on that. This is not something that's like a pandemic where, like, it keeps happening and happening and men are getting accused left and right. When it comes to rich people, like, no, it is, though. But when, no, regular motherfuckers, too. Like,
when it comes to Trey Songz, Chris Brown, those type of cats.
When it comes to Trey Songz, that shit is probably true. He's been in that water too much.
Trey Songz probably.
He's been in that water too much.
I say Trey Songz probably, yeah.
Motherfucker, like, how many girls are going to say the same exact shit about you? And it's not, like, come on. That shit is probably true.
Probably. I think so, too.
Yeah.
I agree with that one.
Yeah. So, it's like, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire. Like, mm-hmm. let's be real about that. Only 2% about rape allegations are end up being false. Mm-hmm. So it's like, this is not something that's like really, really happening so much that men have to be so scared to go out in the world and fuck girls because, oh, she might claim this. Da, da, da. That's not, it's not the reality for men. But the reality for women is, you know, I can go out. No, but the reality for women is I can go out just trying to have a good time. And I end up being violated.
I feel you. But not for regular men. Yeah, you're right. That's probably 2%. But for famous men, like Chris Brown, like Drake, like somebody like those, that's probably like 95% of females trying to catch a bet.
No.
You don't think so?
Mm-mm.
Like, I get what you said with Trey Songz, and I agree with you.
Like, who would willingly sign, especially for a famous guy? Who would willingly sign up to have every single detail of your life be put in publicity?
The same they corny will niggas
they
we
would
just
literally go
about.
And find out who your sexual partners were and put it out there like, damn, shorty has this many bodies and blah, 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 just to discredit you, especially if it's a rich
how
guy.
How many
who
niggas?
Who wants to deal with that?
Everybody in the world right now. How many you're niggas bugging. Would jump off a fucking roof you're for bugging. A million fucking
you're bugging.
Views?
No, you're bugging.
How many people would do it? I'm not bugging. No. I'm dead ass. Mad people would jump over a roof just to be viral.
That's so you comparing apples
saying.
To oranges.
That's what the females are
no,
doing.
No, you're comparing apples to oranges.
Nah.
There's other ways to get
I'm
fucking
comparing
famous
oranges to oranges.
Then, oh, I got raped. Like, that's not, no.
From a famous person, that's very, like, a. I don't even believe the Bill Cosby conspiracy.
Oh, my God.
I do not. Why nobody that was in the Cosby show saying stuff like that?
Because they have a stake in his reputation.
What you mean?
Because if his reputation fails and all Cosby episodes are pulled from the network, they're no longer getting royalties from episodes that are playing. See, they're feeding off the teat of what is Bill Cosby. Okay. So now that it came off, now all their pockets were hurt. They had an incentive to keep quiet.
So boom, here goes the Martin conspiracy.
What's the Martin conspiracy?
Martin and Gina, they didn't do episodes together. They wasn't around each other or whatever. Because Martin was mad or whatever.
Mad about what?
Mad about she actually got married to somebody else.
Wait, what?
You never
heard of
this?
This is all news to me. I never heard of any of this controversy.
Martin and Gina never was on set together. That's what I'm trying to say. So if it
Trish,
comes to...
Trish, the actress.
Huh?
Her name is Trish, right?
No, her name's Gina to me. So what I'm saying is, if that's what you're going on, people would have did that for that as well.
What are you talking about?
For the Bill Cosby thing.
I really don't think back in the day that they knew that. How many of your coworkers do you know about the dirt they're doing at home behind closed doors? You don't know.
Facts.
So they were coworkers.
Cool.
So it's not like they're like, oh.
But
well,
this is what I'm trying to say. Bill Cosby got hit with everything.
Okay, but you don't think Bill Cosby strategically picked his victims?
But this is because of the viral era.
Oh my God.
That's a fact. You don't think it's a fact? That Bill Cosby was out here doing this for years, and now in 2019, everybody want to come out.
I think
that, why didn't they come out in 1978?
Look at who the first person who came out with.
Who was it?
Andrea Constant, or whatever her last name was.
Why was
a lesbian, athletic woman?
Okay.
The other women were saying things, but they weren't taken seriously because they're straight women. It took the one girl who's a lesbian to be like, "Yo, this happened."
But what happened? That's what I'm trying to say.
She said what happened. It came out in court. He was guilty. What I'm trying to say the only reason is, Bill Cosby is walking free today with a walker is because of a technicality. It's because of the technicality. He is guilty. He was found guilty in a court of law.
He was.
So
what I'm saying, I do not believe.
All right. Well, that's your opinion. What happened? That's your opinion.
Bill Cosby raised me.
Dr. Huxtable raised you, not Bill Cosby.
That's Bill Cosby.
No, that's his character. And don't get me wrong, like, I loved Dr. Huxtable and the whole family and the show. We were all raised on that. That's why it bothers us that it's like, damn.
No,
He really did that.
No, bro, it really don't bother me. It's when you say R. Kelly, all right, that nigga's a weirdo. You're at a high school at 35 years old at a high school chilling.
Yeah, that's weird.
All right, that's weird. Bill Cosby wasn't doing this shit. Bill Cosby was partying with motherfuckers
and drugging their drinks.
Wanted to have Quaaludes.
No,
they wanted it.
He was. Bro, that's
like me partying with a girl.
No,
and be like, yo, I'm sniffing coke. She sniffs some coke.
No.
I have sex. Now I'm blown up. I'm the man. Now you're the yo.
Listen,
Mill.
Because you're about to get.
I'm not
about to get us canceled.
I'm not.
He was not partying with them, like, hey, here's let's do party favors together. No, he literally admitted it on TV about dropping a Spanish fly into a girl's drink. Just drop a little pill in their drink and blah blah blah. He said it. Yes.
And what she said when she saw it?
No, they don't see it. That's the thing. Okay. Dropping a pill in some shit in a girl's drink. That's not okay. She's not willingly taking those drugs. Is she drinking? Yeah, but if I'm drinking, I still know at the end of the day what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Unless I'm like completely hammered. He's taking that power from them. I'm going to drop this pill into her drink. She's not going to know what the fuck she's doing.
Oh, yeah.
That's okay.
I apologize if he was just dropped. He was slipping the Mickey?
Yes, that's what he was doing.
That, that's
and he admitted it on late night TV.
Yeah, and, but for, and that, he, for how many though?
For a lot of them. This was his M.O.
Okay.
Rapists have M.O.s.
Ooh, relax.
He's a rapist.
Nah.
Like, let's be real about it.
I don't know.
He is.
I don't know.
I know you see him as, like, that's dad, but he's a rapist. Like, that's it.
He could be. I don't know. He could be.
It's proven in a court of law.
Yo, now, why?
On a technicality.
What's the technicality?
I don't know. I'm not a lawyer, so.
Yeah.
But he's out on a technicality. It's not because he's innocent.
Don't y'all go sipping drinks by Bill Cosby. I just say that.
Definitely not. But, you know, like, this is an important conversation to have because some people really, like, are out here ill-informed about what actually happened.
Yeah. I could understand that.
But we do need to wrap it up. We've been on here for 40 minutes.
40?
You got any last minute thoughts? I'm worked up now.
I'm just saying, 3 weeks.
Oh, you want to keep going?
I want to know why you ain't been out here in 3 weeks.
Oh, why I haven't recorded?
somebody had a Valentine's Day. That had to be.
What?
That's not it?
No, I'm in school, motherfucker.
Oh, all right.
I'm in school. It's spring break. That's why I'm resurfacing.
But nah, we definitely gotta be once a week out here.
Okay. I'm gonna really try.
You gonna pinky
this,
promise?
This hiatus was my fault. I'll admit that one.
I was trying out here, fellas.
I feel like this is like an ongoing segment on our podcast. Like, we're not gonna lie. We're gonna be back. You're probably
all right, so do you pinky promise to be out here once a week at least?
All right, I'm gonna pinky promise to be out here once a week. On air. putting my obnoxious laugh out there for y'all.
All right. So once a week, you heard it, fellas. True to the culture.
True to culture. Good night. You know what would be a really good you know what would be a really good present?
What's that?
For Valentine's Day.
Don't say nothing crazy like a dildo. That's why you're laughing so hard?
No.
What?
You go get tested.
What?
If dudes go get tested for Valentine's Day.
Then who y'all really with?
Yeah.
That don't even make sense.
Motherfuckers don't be getting tested. They just be relying on their girl to go get tested. Like, oh, she's good, I'm good. Say I'm lying.
Look, the same way you say, every time I say you, like, you're talking about the niggas you fuck with.
No, I'm saying
a lot of dudes.
Dudes don't be going to the doctor. They'll be sick as hell. Not a doctor.
Not a doctor.
So you know,
go to the clinic.
No. If you're not going to the doctor when you're sick, I know for a fact you're not going to go get
because checked. We don't go to the fucking paramedics when we're I got cramps. Like, no, y'all weak. We are niggas who do not go to the doctors or to the hospital because we're fucking. Right, we don't go to the hospital for a cough, bro.
I'm not saying go to the hospital. But
y'all go to hospitals for periods. Y'all don't know that it happens every month. Bro, I had a girl who, yo, cramp, I got to go to AC. Bro, y'all go for weak things. Fellas don't go for that.
I've never been to the doctor.
Unless it's surgery, like, yo, my finger came off, then I will go to the hospital. What's the difference?
That's crazy.
Dudes don't go to the hospital for regular shit.
They should take their health into their own hands. They shouldn't just rely on the girl that they're fucking with. Like, oh, I'm good. Oh, yeah, I'm good, too. Like,
especially the way people are moving out here nowadays.
They should go get tested. That's what I'm saying.
You're talking everybody about should. People you've been
Happy
with.
Valentine's Day. You don't got the package. Like,
that's wild. Do never say that. But nah, dudes get tested. We're not dependent on you. If you're the only person I'm fucking, and you go get tested, that makes sense to me. Mm-hmm. But if I fuck 17 girls that week, and you say, yo, and you're the last girl I hit, and you say, yo, I'm going to go get tested. Okay, do you. You ain't have nothing? I don't have nothing. But why am I taking your word for it? You could have lied, too. So, no. If I hit 17 girls in a week,
you
I'm going to get
tested. You can't take her word for it.
I'm going to get tested.
If you hit 17 in one week, you cannot take her word for it. You got to take 17 other girls' word for it.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. I am going to get tested. I am. Nobody's going to take your word for it.
Yeah.
The same way you can't take
your
word.
I'm just saying. That's you, though. Like, I'm telling you, there's a lot.
But there's a lot of dudes that don't get pussy like that.
They don't get pussy like that.
But they don't be
checking themselves neither. It's important.
I feel you.
Listen, at the very least. My hope is it for guys to at least go get tested at least once a year, maybe twice.
What if he ain't hit nothing in a year? It's been which y'all the only people who could be celibate? Niggas. A nigga ain't hit nothing in a year. Why
is
he gotta get tested?
Celibacy when it's a guy?
Huh?
Is it celibacy when it's a guy?
It's everything. What do you mean? What's the difference? it can't be celibacy.
I'm playing. Excuse me.
It's definitely celibacy.
I'm just saying. This is my PSA for the year. Go get yourself tested.
All y'all females is just females as fucked as male. Niggas is.
Females and male. It's important. I don't know why people really don't ever talk about it.
What about what?
Doing what you gotta do to make sure you're good, to make sure your partner is good.
Oh, the same way they stay in a relationship for 15 kids. Come on, man.
Like, you in something, it's like, oh, I don't even have to worry about anything else but pregnancy. Like,
I'm saying the same way they stay in them relationships. I ain't gotta worry about nothing else but pregnancy because I'm only dealing with that person. They think. God damn, you done fucking caught the coronavirus on me. I think I'm gonna have to dip up out of here, man.
No, I'm good.
That ass.
But, yeah. Whether you're in love or not, do what you gotta do.
Mm-hmm.
Check yourself. And 3TC has an advertiser this week. Our featured business is Baby Noir. Hey. You can find them on social media, on Instagram, Baby Noir Clothing. So that's Baby and then Noir's Noir Clothing, and then on Facebook or the metaverse you can find them as Baby Noir Clothing. It's comfort, fashion, and black owned. Baby Noir is a new, currently unisex, premier clothing line for toddlers. They currently carry sizes 2T to 5T jogger sets in four different colors. I've seen them. They're cute. Shipping is fast and delivery is available to local customers here in South Jersey. And as the brand grows, they're going to start adding 0 to 18 month size jeans.